Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition, and you can join in by clicking on the links that you see on the show page below. And now, let's celebrate our wonderful connection with Creator and prepare our hearts for worship. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this time of worship on this February 10th, the presentation of our Lord in the Temple. Today's celebrant is Chancellor Donna, and our homilist is Reverend Laurie. And now, let us prepare our hearts for worship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. This is the collect for the presentation of our Lord. Set us free, O God, from the bondage of our sins, and give us the liberty of that abundant life which you have made known to us in your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the first book of Malachi, chapter 3, beginning at the first verse. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, indeed, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them like gold and silver until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old and as in former years. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between elections is Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, indeed it faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Happy are those who live in your house, ever singing your praise, Selah. Happy are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. The God of gods will be seen in Zion. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than live in the tent of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. He bestows favor and honor. No good thing does the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, happy is everyone who trusts in you. Strong and mighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus, The presentation of your son in the temple was his first entrance into the place of sacrifice. Grant that trusting in his offerings upon the cross to forgive our sins and uphold us in the final trial, we may sing your praises and live in the light of your salvation. Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. A reading from Paul's first letter to the Hebrews, chapter 2, beginning with the 14th verse. Since, therefore, the children share flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared the same things, so that through death he might destroy the one who has power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. For it is clear that he did not come to help angels, but the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every respect, so that he might be merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make a sacrifice of atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested by what he suffered, he was able to help those who were being tested. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written, in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. They offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name is Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother, Mary, this child is destined for the falling of that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed. A sword will pierce your soul too. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer day and night. At that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of God, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my lips and meditations of all our hearts be pleasing to you, our Lord and Redeemer. In today's gospel, we have the presentation of the Lord. As the gospel states, all firstborn males shall be designated as holy to the Lord. As in the Jewish custom, the child would be taken to the temple to be formally presented by his parents. A sacrifice of two turtle doves or two pigeons would be used for the sacrifice, or if the family could afford it, a lamb. Joseph and Mary, devout Jews, came to the temple for Mary's purification and presentation of Jesus. This was done according to the law of Moses. Simeon saw Mary and Joseph with Jesus and took Jesus in his arms and praised God by saying what we now refer to as the Canticle of Simeon. Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and for glory of your people Israel. Simeon also told Mary that Jesus was destined for the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed,
and a sword will pierce her soul. Anna, like Simeon, was very devout to God. As stated in the Gospel, she stayed in the temple praying day and night. She was a prophetess who, upon seeing the Messiah, began to praise God and speak of the child to all who were looking for redemption of Jerusalem. We look to be saved when we do wrong or have fallen away from the church. When we look at how we can honor God, there are so many ways. Praying every day like Anna or Simeon. When we accept Jesus as our Savior, our Messiah, we can see his work through our prayer life. Praying the Rosary. The presentation of the Lord is the fourth joyful mystery. Each mystery of the Rosary is a window into Jesus' life. Reflecting on each mystery, we gain the love and the acceptance of Jesus as our Messiah. Each bead is a hug from God. Mary and Joseph offered a sacrifice of two turtle doves or a pigeon when they presented Jesus at the temple. What can you offer as a sacrifice of your life? We look at today with the pandemic hitting everyone so hard. We see so many people in need. As Christians, we know what is right and wrong. We can seek guidance, but we need to put ourselves out there for our brothers and sisters. What do they need? Your love? Your kindness is greatly appreciated. Those who have fallen away from the church, maybe they need someone to talk to. God knows what they need, and he will do the rest. God loves us. He wants us to follow him. He forgives us when we sin and saves us when we come back to him. God's love is given to us in so many ways, but the ultimate way was his only son, Jesus, our Savior. A dear friend of mine has spent her life very much like Anna's. She has offered her life up for prayer for others. Jesus is working in her with every prayer and every card she sends out. She knows that one day she too will be able to say that she finally met Jesus, the Messiah. One of my aunts has dedicated many years to helping others in her church. She has made this mission her life. This paralleled with her working life as she was a cashier in a food store. She saw how many people couldn't afford a loaf of bread. Today, she volunteers in the food bank. Now she goes out and gets loaves of bread to feed those in need. Both my aunt and friend do it out of the love of God and show us the compassionate side of Jesus. He works through them. They know they will meet Jesus when the time is right. God gave us his son to take all our sins away. Mary bore that son for God. Anna and Simeon knew when they met Jesus, redemption for Jerusalem would be at hand. It would be for all who follow and love God. Our redemption is now. We know God is here. He can save us. We just have to accept it. We are human and we do have human failings. It is never too late to come back to God. He is always there with open arms and will always love you. God wants us all to live and love and to one day say, I have met Jesus, the Lord, my Savior, and my Messiah. Amen.
A time of intercessory prayer. Jesus went through Galilee, preaching and healing, and showing compassion to those in need. As God comes, no less today, to those for whom we pray, let us offer our prayers to God, saying, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator of all, look with favor upon the peoples of the world. In your mercy, give to all people the necessities of a dignified life.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Ruler of creation, instill wisdom and understanding among the leaders of the nations. Guide them into ways of justice and peace.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Lord of the church, gather us into one holy communion. Give us the courage to look to you alone as the source of our unity.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Great physician, bringing healing to all who suffer in mind, body, and spirit. We pray for those we know and love, especially. and for those known only to you. Inspire us to care for your gifts of healthy bodies and minds.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Spirit of the living Christ, fill us with the expectation and eager, longing for the coming of that day when no one will suffer, when all will be gathered together in heavenly joy and eternal prosperity.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
God of steadfast love, you sent your Son to be the light of the world, saving people everywhere from sin and death. As Anna gave thanks for the freedom he would bring, and Simeon saw in him the dawn of redemption, complete your purpose once made known in him. Make us the vessels of his life, that all the world may be glory in the splendor of your peace. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all of your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord always be with you.
And also with you.
Eternal God, in Jesus Christ we behold your glory. Receive the offering of your people gathered before you, and open our hearts and mouths to praise your great salvation, the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and the Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who placed their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and our sorrows, and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death, and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now, with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise. Through your Son and Savior Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. In the same way, he took the cup, saying, this is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this in memory of me. Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask that you send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your Holy Church. Gather into one and all who share these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin, and protect us from all anxiety, as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to this supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
For those of us at home, please join me as we say this prayer, knowing that Jesus is in each of our hearts in this time of worship. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the blessed sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, where I am restored and embraced by your loving spirit. May I never be separated from your love and your grace. Amen.
Father in heaven, strengthen the unity of your church so that we who have been fed with the holy things may fulfill your will in the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to God,
whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love. Thank you.